USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says the Trump administration made four different offers to extend unemployment benefits and eviction protection to Democrats.
And those four different offers have been actually rejected, but more importantly than that, they've not even been countered with a proposal.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is bracing the state for incoming Hurricane Isaias.
To ensure the state's fully prepared for impact, they just signed an executive order to declare a state of emergency in every coastal county of Florida's east coast.
DeSantis urging residents to remain vigilant and pay close attention to local warnings and says that emergency officials have a PPE reserve in place to combat both hurricane season and the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Several top health experts are giving a House panel an update on the coronavirus pandemic, and one of them has some very encouraging news. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says work on vaccines is progressing well, and that one already looks very promising. In fact, Fauci tells the House panel,
"We hope that as the time we get into the late fall and early winter, we will have, in fact, a vaccine that we can say will be safe and effective."
Democrats on that panel say the Trump administration has not been doing enough to help states that still need more testing to get it. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Another major college football conference is nixing its non-conference games for the season. SEC teams will play a 10-game conference-only schedule starting on September 26th. The SEC championship will also be pushed back 2 weeks to December 19th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Federal officers are slowly beginning to pull out of Portland, Oregon. DHS and the Democratic leaders in Oregon saying now the Oregon State Police will handle security around the federal buildings. President Trump saying these are not the peaceful protests as some people make them out to be.
These protesters, and many should be arrested, because these are professional agitators, these are professional anarchists, these are people that hate our country. We're telling them right now that we're coming in very soon. The National Guard, these are not people that just have to guard the courthouse and save it. These are people that are allowed to go forward and do what they have to do. And I think that makes the governor's job and the mayor's job a lot easier. So they're working today and probably tomorrow to clean out this beehive of terrorists. And then slowly we can start to leave the city. If they don't do it, we'll be sending in the National Guard.
Acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf also saying things need to remain peaceful in Oregon.
We're going to continue to secure that courthouse, that seat of justice in Portland. That's our job, that's our responsibility, and we're not backing away from that. And what we've been asking Portland and Oregon to do is to police city streets, police city parks, do their jobs, and arrest individuals that are committing criminal acts.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook as well. At USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.